Hey, I got disconnected, bro.
For real?
Yeah, it just disconnected me for no reason.
I'm for real watching Discord. Like, that ass.
Discord, man.
Really?
Yeah, I'm watching Discord. Not Discord, Twitch.
Let's go.
Mic check. Is it working?
Yeah, you are.
Good. I bet.
Mind the background noises, because that's my Twitch on.
Your Twitch? Yeah. You got Twitch on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bro, it's been such a long time. How have you been?
I'm saying I've been going. Yeah. What's it called? Life's been kind of like, you know, kicking me around and shit, but nah, I've been chilling though for the most part.
All right, well, we got this gay ass podcast with like 300 plays, but we started to make money on it, so
oh shit,
I'll fucking give you some if you want to.
Hey, bro, that's all you.
That's man, all your choice, bro. Lunch money for real?
Gas yeah. money? Oh
I
my god.
With y'all. I fuck yeah. with y'all.
Bro.
I got gas money.
I was rich. I wish I could make some bread.
Hey, bro, I got.
But yeah, I got to set up my bank account with that shit. And I just turned 16, bro. And this shit crazy.
I'm fucking old. Bruh.
My trick ass parents don't let me use a Harley Davidson, bro. A Harley Davidson. I want a motherfucking motorcycle, and they said nah. I'm over here broke as hell. Don't even got money and shit.
I'm looking you know to turn one Corolla.
We'd be taking hits off the Penderman.
Dead ass, bro. We live in the trenches. Like, my guy, I got flashbang. My dad gave me a full-on PTSD.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is my friend Marcus Arx. Marcus. This is my friend Arx.
Yo.
And my friend Marcus is very special deed.
Nice. You love it.
Be very autistic with trauma.
Trauma, PTSD, multiple personality disorders, anything, bro.
That's crazy. Is my...
Oh, God. Bro, you know what God told me? Matter of fact, instead of being a normal kid, you can go fuck yourself and go over here to the special needs. And here you go, a big middle finger in your life. I was like, God, you didn't have to do that to me.
Like, so shit. Marcus is in the Philippines, and we are in America.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm pretty close to Marcus, actually.
Yeah. Marcus is going to come back to America soon, though.
Oh, that's crazy.
I got a good question. Are you half Filipino?
Huh?
Are you half Filipino?
No. But I do get that a lot for some reason. I used to have a Filipino accent. Yeah,
I'm half Filipino, dog. I'm half Filipino, dog.
That's crazy. I know a lot of Filipinos.
Shit.
In fact, where I'm from, Filipinos is like half the population.
Damn. Ew. It's also, bro, it's also the most crowded country.
Dog, I'm saying, bro. Nah, Filipinos are everywhere. Like, fucking. So I live in Hawaii, right? Bro.
Hawaii?
Yeah. Damn. No matter where you go, bro, these guys are everywhere, bro. Like, let me tell you. Any Walmart you go to, all the old ladies that work there, Filipino.
So we got Filipinos in America, bro. Most of them are in Texas.
You like, say in America, dude?
Bro, we just be spawning, bro. We just be spawning. Hey,
no, I'm saying, bro. Nah, but one thing I do respect about the Filipinos is like they're proud Filipinos. Like you can go up to any Filipino, like you Filipino, and bro, they rap that shit, bro. Like yeah, I'm Filipino.
Bro, you know what's a crazy part is? I always wanted a motorcycle, like dead ass. After I've been thinking about it, I want a Harley Davidson or like some Japanese models. I don't.
That
care.
Shit sounds lit as fuck.
I'm not a like, motorcycle guy.
Real, My shrink ass family can't even let me because they always think I have a death wish or some shit.
I feel like if I rode a motorcycle personally, I would fucking just instantly fucking decide to like put my fucking on the shit and just like fucking ram myself into
90 on the highway.
Yeah. 90 on the highway, bro, has a daredevil wish, bro. He's from the Red Bull commercial.
No, I ain't gonna lie, I be doing that in my Corolla. I ain't gonna lie. Corolla, dog, y'all gotta get yourself a Corolla. Once y'all start driving, get a Corolla.
You know what's the most common shit in America?
Huh?
These people that always want to put hands on other people, bro. Squaring up, my guy.
Hey, yo. Oh.
I mean, like, fighting, bro. Like, school fighting.
He thought, like...
Bro said, hey, yo. Pause. Pause for a minute. Hold on.
I don't think this is a topic I can talk about.
Nah, that's crazy. But,
I'm saying, bro. Yeah, no, I get that a lot, dude. Like, even... So, my state is, like, one of, like, the most... I wouldn't say it's the worst, but, like, it's crazy. Because, like, no matter where you go, like, bro, these guys, like, you do one thing wrong. And then uncle get out his car, and he's walking up to me, like, what, boy? What, you got a problem, boy? Bro, instant hands right there. We're screwed.
Bro.
I mean, I'm a frail white boy. I mean, I don't have much fighting experience.
I'm half white, so.
I mean, I got my Hawaiian in me, but.
Shit, bro. You know what's a crazy part, my guy? Is bro, if you ever like literally go to this autistic kid, right, named Marquise, bro, he's the most than you can ever think, bro.
Marquise,
bro. Oh, now.
Bro, the guy with the mini mine head. Bro, have you seen his head, bro? It looked like mini mine. Matter of fact, look like the beans.
Bro, and he's like dead ass, like a fucking pedophile dating like sixth graders and shit.
Shit.
How old is this man?
Bro,
like
he's grandson.
Sixth and he's in high school too. And now he's fucking still fucking. Like, now he's. Nah, but this girl is really fucking sped. Like, oh my god.
Bro, like this.
Marcus, we're gonna get canceled. Don't do that.
I know.
Hey, bro.
Bro, imagine if we do that in YouTube. It's like age restricted or like de-traumatization.
Dog, we're not getting paid if this is on YouTube. I'm telling you that right now. One on YouTube.
Yo, YouTube would be trick on ass, bro. I remember the good old YouTube that don't like, you know, age restricted and shit like that, and you just mind your own damn business. But now since YouTube gets a little bit stricter, I mean, like, what the fuck? Dude, the hell?
Yeah, they're just YouTube's trying to be such kid a friendly. Bitch.
Bro, I like the old YouTube. The old YouTube.
Like,
always
I like the old Kanye.
Guys, they literally made a YouTube for kids, and then there's supposed to be a YouTube for us, but... the fucking older and the adults, but this bitch ass company wants to say, no, we're gonna make both of these apps for kids. The fuck?
Bro, that's some bullshit. They be playing on that bullshit. Nah. Yeah. Bro, I'm not even gonna lie. If you ever see Marquise, do not let him cook, bro. Put him on the ground. Do not let him cook.
Not let him cook, he says.
Bro, because half the damn time this man looks like he was about to fight some toddler or some shit and always thinks he looks tough. Bruh, all I have to do is grab your neck, your little skinny ass neck, and pin it down, bro. That's it. Your neck is gone. But what you gonna do? You're like fucking 45 pounds and I can pick your shit up, bro.
That motherfucker is short as fuck and probably is fragile as fuck. Probably break on like bro, fucking
bro. If I punch him, he'll break like that. Oh god, bro. If I even punch him with 1 inch, all his body is just going to disintegrate. Matter of fact, it's going to be like shattered
glass. Motherfucker is horrible connection.
it's the Philippines, bro. Our internet is shit. Bro, I can't do nothing with the internet, bro. It's so ass here, bro. We got 3Gs. A 3G's.
Three G's, that's it?
Yes, dead ass, bro. We don't even get the 4G or the 5G. All we get is the 3Gs. That's like India, bro. Also, matter of fact, it's actually much worse than the Philippines because they got 2Gs. So I'm over here like, God damn, this is Africa, India, and Philippines. They got the worst ass, like, Wi-Fi you ever think of. It's like pure ass, bro. So, yeah. Hey, by the way, Owen.
Yeah.
Once I see you, me and you have to make that bread. Me and you have to make that bread on here, bro. We have to get those on God, bro. Because since my parents don't let me cook for shit, not even gonna let me cook, I'm gonna let myself cook myself, bro, on that grill. I'm gonna make that bread.
What do you mean cook yourself on a fucking grill?
You can't make bread on a grill, man. You need a toaster for that.
Enforced cannibalism. Cook yourself and then, like, your family eats you. That's called cannibalism.
Cook myself on a fucking grill. And I was like, what?
I'll cook myself on a grill.
I just started dying.
Mans wants to make bread with a grill.
I mean, you can sell that for a good profit, bro.
True. True.
Yeah, I mean, those shits are expensive as fuck. I'm not gonna lie.
A grill?
Yeah. Like, bro, yeah. I got, my dad got this grill, right? This motherfucker, like, spent over $20,000 for one big-ass grill.
Really?
It cooked, though, right? Do it cook?
Bro, I want some steak. I want some Texas steak, bro.
Let him cook.
Bruh. I know my good cook.
Let my man cook.
Bro, I remember this dumbass kid that tried to cook macaroni and cheese inside our house, almost made arson, like destroyed the entire house, right? I told him, wait, do not turn it on because we need to get the fucking pan ready. Like those
motherfucker turned it on.
Yeah, and I actually had to turn that on
right there.
Bro, and you know what's the crazy part? This man is in elementary.
Oh. Well, yeah, he's going to turn it on.
Because I think he actually met one of my friends in middle school, and I was like, damn, you got an elementary kid? How old is he, bro? He's only in fourth grade or third. Motherfucker, he's a toddler. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
Like, he was like, this man's like, first he was like, nine.
Bruh. So, this kid was hungry as shit, and,
bro, went down.
We actually had over 13 macaroni boxes. I actually got two, and then I told my friend, get the water on the thing, and then, like, we just had to boil the water, and then we just put those two things inside there. So, yeah, it was, like, basically easy, like, oh, easy. Yeah. Bro, how is your guys' snow, your icy days, bro? On those months. Wait, do you guys even got snow?
About that.
Yeah.
I'm on a fucking tropical island. Snow. The only snow we get is the.
What's up?
We don't get snow whatsoever. Well, I mean, one Texas island does.
I mean, Texas does, sure. Bro, Texas, I have
to like my state rarely, don't. But sometimes.
Bro, I want to go to Canada or New Zealand, bro, or Switzerland.
I'm staying on this island. I'm staying on this island.
Oh, seriously?
Actually, I'm gonna. I mean, I'm gonna travel, but look.
Bro, this man wants to find some BBL.
Let me come to Hawaii with you.
Hey, man.
That's it.
Yeah, bro, let me just tell you.
Get some
bread. You need some bread.
Even
with my job making $21.65 an hour, I'm barely managing to make it living here. So
are you like the same age as me or like 1 year older?
Oh. You don't even want to ask that question, bro.
Are you like 1 year older than me or like the same age as me?
How old are you?
Bro said the sounds bad as fuck right now though.
I'm 14.
Oh my god, bro.
What you're 14.
Yes, you're 16, my
Owen.
Guy.
Owen, you know, do you remember how old I am?
I was 20 something.
20.
Close.
Holy shit. I'm talking to an adult right now.
Yeah,
I got a friend in high school, and he's like the same age as you, bro. 20. Like, since when do we got in our 20 ages, bro? The fuck?
I know. But Ark's fucking cool. He ain't no fucking weirdo pedophile, bro. He fucking lit.
Oh yeah. By the way, I defend anyone, including my friends. So if someone touched someone, I'll just square up with them, bro. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go down like a pussy. Even though if I lose the fight, I still defend you, my bro. So,
and Marcus,
it's a win-win.
You're going to have to be friends with Arcs because he's my... So, unless he does some horrible-ass shit, which I know he won't, then yeah.
The only thing I'm actually scared of is actually fighting my friends. Like, dude, I don't want to fight my friends. They're, like, still my friends.
Man. Oh, I fight my friends all the time. I'm kidding, I don't fight. I've never fought anyone in my life.
I mean, for me, I'll be kind of worried because A, I will kind of feel bad, and B, I will still be sad.
I fought this kid back in fifth grade, and I pushed him in a tree, and I basically won the fight.
Damn, I fought this kid in seventh grade, bro. He was a black kid, and this guy, like, tried to swing on me. I punched him in the face, and bro was, like, literally going to push me, like... The fuck are you going? You're going literally this. I dodged him. I went up to the, you know those basketball things? Those seats, right? On top of the basketball? Yeah. Bro, all I did was move my body. This man was too slow. Like, the fuck? You're trying to push me. Like, what is this? Poppy time? Play time? Whatever the fuck that game is. I'm over here like, the fuck? Where are you trying to go? Wrong direction, dumbass. I'm right here. Stupid ass. Like, dude. Have you ever seen that kid? Bro, this guy is literally just weird, and plus, he's just annoying as fuck. So, yeah. He likes to square up with others, so I don't know why.
That's nuts.
Seriously, bro. Me, when I'm POV, when I'm trying to enjoy my lunch in the cafeteria, some random ass kids are going about to fight. The police officers. The GTA.
Bro. Dog, back when I was in high school, dude. There was a police officer at my school every day, bro. Bitch.
Oh, seriously? Bro, you guys got Grand Theft Auto?
Already? Yeah, we're not Paradise. What the fuck?
Bro.
All that Paradise bullshit, that's only like...
That's like Breaking Bad. Sure. Breaking that's Bad. Like, Walter White.
Our state is literally like mainland kind of shit. Like,
shit. It's probably like Cuba.
Cuba. Nah. It's not bad. It's just like, it's like America. Literally, living here is like living in the
Mexico.
No. It's not. I mean, yeah, it's hot, but like, it's not bad, but it's not, like, you know, it's not like paradise either. It's like, we do have violence.
It's like miserable. But
it's not miserable. It's more so like, you know, shit happens.
I mean, shit always happens in America, bro.
I'm sorry.
Oh, bro. Shit. I do not want to bring this up. Do you remember what happened on May where a 18-year-old like shot up a elementary school?
San Diego? And,
somewhere in Texas, Owen?
Oh, no, I wasn't there.
I don't know that shit.
Oh, shit. It was pretty sad.
I think I might have heard it on the news or something, but that was...
Yeah, that was sad, bro.
So much shit happens in Texas, bro. Let me tell you about Killeen, bro. Killeen, bro...
It's the most ghetto place ever.
We have the most randomest people here. We just got, like, fucking all kinds of people. Like, we got the most Christian people. We got the most gayest people. We got the most...
The drugs. The priorities.
Hood people, bro. Like... Motherfucker, yo, see, like, there's literally gang music videos here, bro, like, that people have filmed and shit, you know, talking about the Bloods and them Crips and shit. Like, bro. And I met gangsters before from this bitch, and it's crazy.
Bro, Killeen, Texas always been a shithole. What are you talking about, bro? You got the most random-ass people. I mean, I believe in Jesus and all. I mean, shit, I've been in church so many times, and I still believe in him.
God is good. God is great. God is
good. God is great. Bro, honestly, I've never heard of Killeen, Texas until I met fucking Owen, bro. Never heard of that place. And then when I remember...
If you ever go to Texas, bro, it's literally, like, kind of random. You got country boys over there, the country guys, you know, the southerners. I was talking
to this chick from Texas.
You got everybody up in fucking Texas, but a Killeen... A fucking, like... All kinds of people you got.
You got the old guy with guns, the crack houses, the meth. You got the guy who's going to sell drugs off the street. You got those what's it? Those ghetto girls. Bro, I remember I met this guy. I met these ladies, and I think like on elementary or some shit, and I was like talking. And bro, one was named Susie or some shit like that, or Karen.
That's like, crazy,
bro. These girls were like so ghetto that to the point that they want to beat up someone.
Bro, let me tell you about my state. Okay, so now the island that I live on, which is Oahu. All right, let me tell you. Let me give you like a brief layout of what happens down here. So we got the east side. That's main, like, we get fucking Wamanalu, Hawaii Kai. Hawaii Kai is, like, the white people area. That's where all the rich people live. Because it's all nice and bougie. You got, like, beaches and shit. Dude, there's beach houses MDBL. Down there. That place is fucking beautiful. Like, I would live there, but I don't like cities like that. All right, then we got Wamanalu, which is, like, basically, like, the Kanaka Hawaiians right there. Like, all the fucking... Like, you like to see one Hawaiian, just go on Manalo, alright? Then we get the west side, and dog, the west side and the east side, you can tell who's from where. The west side, bro, if you ever, like, run into somebody and be like, hey, what's a good spot to go on the island? They're always going to say Waianae, alright? Do not go to Waianae. Let me tell you, Chronics... Get people down there that like are like yelling at fucking nothing. Like they're just staring like down the sidewalk, and at the other end there's no one. All right, and they're like, "What boy? What you looking at?" And like you look down where they're looking. There's no one, really. There's literally no one.
So you like, tell me for one glance of a person, and they'll cuss you out,
dog.
Just like look at them, and then they'll just cuss you out.
Yes, there's people that actually like if you accidentally
is that?
Dog, if you accidentally look at them, like, they look at you like, what, boy, you get eye problem. Wait, let me fix that for you. And they, like,
bro, they'll just come down there and just go and chump.
Dog, no, they'll roundhouse you. Like, what, boy, what you looking at? You get problem, boy. Like, it's all nuts, dude. And then, the city that I live in, which is Kapolei, that's, like, the south of Oahu, bro. I mean, it's chill, but... It's being labeled as the second city, which, you know, like, y'all heard of Honolulu, right?
I hate that place. I think I remember someone saying that in elementary.
Yeah, so Honolulu is, like, the main city in Hawaii, all right? Let me tell you, I hate that place, all right? It smells bad. You go to any U.S. city, like, any U.S. city, I'm pretty sure, I've never been to New York. But I'm pretty sure it smells just as bad, if not just slightly better than New York, but still smells terrible. Like,
I know what that. I need to make that sound. Where's it? From SpongeBob, like this.
Yeah, pretty much. Like you just step out your car, and the next thing you know, you just get a whiff of garbage.
No, you're gonna get that.
Where I'm saying,
you gotta get that.
But yeah, but my city is like a pretty chill city. It's like right next to Waianae, but it's like pretty chill. But we're starting to like expand the city into like buildings and stuff, and I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. I got a W president in the Philippines, bro. In the Philippines, bro. I got a W president.
Because yeah, our president forgot he's the president.
Bruh.
Just now.
If he doesn't... his name is actually Marcus. Not like my actual name. It's like different because there's like a C and a U. Like opposite to each other. So it's just named Marcus. And I was like, what? So yeah. I get confused when someone... like, say, Marcus, and I was like, that's my actual name, so, yeah. This president rejects any gay guys. Like, literally gay people.
Hey, yo, pause.
Bro, he would just reject them. Like, dude.
I'm never going to your country. Ever.
I mean,
dead ass. I'm playing. I'm not gay, I promise.
Bruh, this man, okay, we still got gay people in our school and all, but he'll just reject every single one that, like, literally, you know, try to join and shit because how soft they are. Like, bro, he literally said in Tagalog, we don't need pussies like you guys. I said, damn. I mean, fair point. You can't beat the logic, what he said. So, I guess he's like Donald Trump. I can't even compare him, bro. He's just like that guy that doesn't like any sexuality, bro. Yeah.
So being straight,
if it's a girl or what, or if it's a they slash them, I still fuck. That's just me personally.
Oh, so you're bi?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're bisexual. All right. I think there's literally straight. I mean, dude.
You say the only straight guy here?
Yeah, I'm what? Actually. Yeah, because I'm trying to, like, find some bitches, really. I'm trying to find that Riz girls, you know?
Hey, man. Let me tell you. I just recently got my heart broke. Let me tell you.
Even though I'm still single.
You're still young.
Yeah.
Live your life, boy. Live your life.
I'm good.
Live it while you can, bro. Because let me tell you. Girls ain't worth it.
Bro, it ain't, bro. Now, maybe in the future, like around your 30s.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying be single forever, because that'd be depressing, all right?
Yeah,
not
that would be
someone
the most
to wake up next to, bro. That's depressing. But as you're young, you're still in high school, or you're in high school, right?
Yeah. I'm in ninth grade, freshman.
God damn. Why am I here? Anyway. But yeah, no. Live your life, man. I've been... But ever since high school ended, like, I just barely focused on girls. All right? I let them come to me. And if I do find one pretty, that's when I'll pursue them. But other than that, like, I just vibe, man. Like, I've never been sad over a girl since high school. So.
Yeah.
Bro, just live your life. Forget about
girls. I kind of relate to that, bro. I kind of relate to that. Oh, God. I mean, dog, I got, rejected by 4 women. In my past life, so yeah.
In your past
4
life?
4 women.
In your past life?
Yeah.
No.
Like, bro, I try to get the first Riz, right? In elementary, in 5th grade, bro. 6th, 7th, yeah, that was done. And 8th, now freshman, yeah, I was trying to, like, get some 5 Pokemons, and it didn't work, really. Like, deadass. It all started in 5th grade. I mean... What can I do? Really? I got a quick question. Real quick.
Huh.
Have you guys ever got chased by a dog before? In your life?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Oh, shit. Bro, this dog is a Rottweiler, right? You know what's a Rottweiler? Those pissed-off dogs? Bro, this thing was chasing me and my friend. And, bro... I was literally in 4th grade. And, dog, this thing tried to bit me in my ass. Like, goddamn. And you know what's its crazy name? Its name's Cuddles. I'm not even joking. The owner named it Cuddles. Bro, if
one
you
of
name
those
your
movie
dog
dogs,
Cupcake,
bro.
Sweetie Pie, Pumpkin. What was it? Other cute names.
It's that dog ain't cute, bro.
Bro, that's not a cute dog. That's called a Demon Time dog. The fuck? I mean, shit. At least name your dog something, not like Cuddles. Bro, that thing does not want to hug me. That thing wants to kill me.
That man want me dead.
Oh, God, bro. I ran faster than Usain Bolt. After I saw that dog ran 28 miles, I climbed to the fence.
Oh, bro, if that dog came up to me, I'm tackling that thing to the ground, and I'm going to bite his ass. If
bro, this thing tried to jump on the fence. This thing literally jumped 7 feet up in the air.
Hey, 7 feet. Bro.
I'm over like, bro, are you a fucking titan? Or can you jump, bro? The fuck? You need to go to the NBA. I need to sign you up for D1.